ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
That's the thing. So in the beginning, you find him there. In the middle, you find him there. In the silent moment, you find him there. When things seems not to be working, you find when it is working. Because why? He made us. We didn't make him. That's what makes him God. If some of us make God, we'll be sectioned even for rain. We can say to the people at Agege, no rain for you. And you know the way God exercises sovereignty sometimes. Do you know that it can rain in this location and it's heavy? And then you get to Oregon and it's dry land. And then you get to Sectaria and it's rain again. And then you travel to some few kilometers, maybe Ogba, and it's a section. You see water everywhere. And then you drive through it, just 2 minutes drive, and there is no rain. And that's what we're talking about. But for us, he made us. No, go back. I'm branding now. I know my time is up. He made us. We didn't make him. We are his people. We are. And then we are his well-tended sheep. And then he gave us the secret to maintain our thanksgiving. He said, enter. So the computer people are already too late about this password issue. Verse 4, who is on that now? You already were here. He said, enter with the password. Huh? Yeah. Enter with the password. And not complaining. As you are looking at me, if you don't do this thing, God, I just want to come and give you a deadline. When you are ready to type the password, and then if you complain 3 times, they say, you have expired your session. Eh? Your password has been blocked. may our password never be blocked. But he said, thank you. That's the password. And you see, the thank you, if you will look at it closely, is not a passive thank you. It's with an exclamation. So because the laughter, the dancing as you enter, you are singing yourself into his presence, you can't say, as we enter his gate with thanksgiving. As we enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. As we enter his court with praise. He said, make yourself at home, talking what? Praise. Thank him. Worship him. Verse 5. For God is sheer beauty. All generous in love. Loyal always and ever. I thought that passage has verse 6. It doesn't? Yeah. So please, this is the 5th month. The Bible says in Psalm 90 verse 12, it will teach us to number our days so that we can apply our hearts to his wisdom. Thanksgiving should be a synonym in the life of every believer in Christ. When we learn how to consistently affirm God as our source, we have no choice but access the Thanksgiving app every day. It's an app. So what do you do with an app? You use it. Apps this day, you have your security features in it. So it means it is secure. Thanksgiving makes your password. Thank you. It makes your password secured with God. And when you can secure it, you have his presence. You have his manifest glory. Please, I want you to understand this as I ran this up this morning. Gratitude in tough times is what a lot of people are taking out of their equation of faith today. Gratitude in tough times. But hey, gratitude is a sacrificial offering that is precious in the sight of God. The man of God, A.W. Tozer, says gratitude is an art, A-R-T. It means even if you don't know it, you can learn it. Gratitude is an art that the poorest of us can cultivate and not remain poor. The poorest of us. In other words, if you meet someone who is not grateful for anything, you can cultivate it, and the person will remain not poor in that sense. His life will be enriched. I don't know if you have had met people, no matter what happened, the first sentence out of their mouth is, "Thank you, Jesus." You won't hear "mogbeo" or "motiku," "baba yamia," all those things that people just do. No. I've told you that brother who went for all night. They were exalting the name of Jesus. Tall brother, ceiling fan low. In the midst of prayer meeting, lifted up his holy hand, and ceiling fan hit it. He said, "Shock, no." Ephesians 5:18-20 this morning. Message translation, Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5. He said, "Don't drink too much wine. Don't drink at all." Please, I'm saying that to you. Don't drink at all. Because a lot of people are drinking because of, and they are referring to economic situation. Don't drink at all. You can drink the wine of the Spirit. Don't drink at all. Sing yourself. This Thanksgiving can handle depression. Even if you don't can sing, play tape that can sing to you. Don't use any stimulants. Kosayembe, when your eyes are clear, the situation will still remain the same. Cloudy. So learn it. He said, wine sheepens our life. He said, but drink the Spirit of God. Huge droughts of him. Sing what? Hymns. Instead of drinking, songs. Sing songs from your heart to Christ. Verse 20. Sing praises over small things. Any excuse for a song to God, the Father, in the name of our Master, Jesus Christ. You know, sometimes I think our education is our problem. I have grandmother. Oh, somebody gave an admission. She will dance. She gets an admission. She hasn't gone to the school. She said, "Oh, she, oh, Jesus. How am I here?" Somebody graduated, greater dance. Someone wants to get married. They've just brought invitation card. She's dancing now. So you find out that if one cultivates that attitude, you are healthy. You don't have the whole world upon your shoulder. You can't. The Bible says a wicked man is the one who hardens his face. Joy, when you have joy, you have laughter. And when you have laughter, there is solution. Weariness of heart will bring overwhelming situation. And people will be asking you, "What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?" There is nothing wrong. Just learn to sing. Just learn to sing. Problems are not here to say. They are not. And I mean it under God. There is no problem. I am also equally faced with challenges every day. But God, this is the secret of life. God is faithful. He will never us be put, he will never allow us to be put to shame. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So in closing today, How do you grow in thanksgiving? Let me just read it out to you. How do you grow? How do you grow? Whether it is in victory, in battles, in triumph, in failure, in successes, in disappointment, in appointment. How do you grow in thanksgiving? Number one, increase your word study. Because when you do, Colossians 3, 15 to 17 in the message, if we can quickly have it, Colossians 3, it said, let the peace of Christ, when you study, the praise of Christ, it said, keep in tune with each other. Instead with each other, none of this going off and doing your own thing and cultivate thankfulness. It said, let the word of Christ, the message, have the run of the house. Give it plenty of room in your lives. Instruct and direct one another using common good sense. And sing your heart out to the Lord. Verse 17, let every detail of your life in words, action, whatever be done in the name of the Master Jesus, thanking God the Father every step of the way. So, word study helps us. When you study, there's something to just thank God for. Secondly, consistently count your blessings. Consistently. I told you about my grandmother just now. There is nothing. Somebody travel and is just coming back, she will thank. Somebody is on the way, she will thank. Somebody arrived, she will thank. Somebody is about to eat, she will thank. And you know, if your life is filled with thanksgiving, the devil has no time for you. So, count your blessing. Recognize and focus what you have. And number one thing all of us in this room have, we have life. That's why we are here this morning. We have health. That's why we are here this morning. We have relationships. Some of us, we came with our family, we came with our friends. That's relationship. We have family. Even if you don't have, you have the family of God here. Then you have faith. That's what the psalmist also referred to in Psalm 103, verses 2 to 5. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefit. And then he listed them out. Number three, how do you grow in thanksgiving? Start the heart from where you are today. Start it. Start it. Learn to sing. Learn to declare and proclaim. Learn to count your blessing. Number four, you must have a company. If you want to grow in thanksgiving, you must have a company. Who carry you when you are vulnerable? At your vulnerable moment. Acts 4:23 talks about this company. And that's what we are trying to also create. When you come, you fellowship. Don't just come, attend service. I don't want anything to do with church. I just come, attend service, serve my God, and go back to my home. So all of us who came along, we are not serving God. No, you are built for fellowship. Oh, I've been hurt before. I don't want to be hurt. All of us have been hurt before. And if you are looking for a perfect church, you are in the wrong one at the moment. Because all the people that you see here, all of us, we are gaily dressed, but we are all work in progress. Even if you are righteous than all of us, so come, stay and teach us righteousness. So you must have a company. You must. You must have someone that you can talk to, that you can relate to, that can hold your hand and pray with you. I do. If I don't, I would have gone mad. Leading people is not a joke. People don't send you. You say God sent you, so you go to God. Praise God. So I do to keep sanity. And one of my company members is Pastor Awuyemi here. And I don't even have to say to him. He can send a message. And without fail, and I'm appreciating you, without fail, 98.9%, it will just, is as if he puts his head into the heart of the Father. A word in season. In fact, most of the time, I don't even share. I mean, and I have people like that planted in my life like that. So you should. No man is an island. Oh. For those of us who are DJ in those days, we know that. Just, don't worry. Don't worry. Why some of you, they sing them for your mind if you don't know it? I'm not joking. She be so cake, be silly like. Yes, yes. See. Praise God. So the last one today, learn to sing. Learn to sing. How do you grow in thanksgiving? Your word study, consistently counting your blessing. Start the heart from where you are today. You must have a company. And then you must learn to sing. Job made a statement in Job 35:10. He said, nobody asked me, for the Lord God, my maker, who give me a song in the night hour. Who gives me a song? So there are songs. And those songs, it has nothing to do with G or F or key or E flat. Just sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord. So thanksgiving from a grateful heart. We turn our eyes from the challenges of life. And then we will give ourselves to the Lord. And his sovereignty, we step in. Romans 8:28 in the Amplified Translation. Romans 8:28 in the Amplified Translation. What does it say? It says, and we know. We know. So when you read in the Bible, and the Bible says we know, this is what the Bible means. It means with great confidence. We know we have passed from death to life. So it's with great confidence. Confidence how? That God, who is deeply concerned about us, you know, when you see things like this in the Bible, it means you can actually read and makes powerful meaning without that context. So we can as well read and we know that God causes all things to work together for good, for those who love God, to those who are called according to his plan and purpose. But to give us a deeper understanding, so the translator introduces it, with great, when you say the word no, it means with great confidence that God, so wherever you are this morning, as we go into a session of thanksgiving, God is deeply concerned about you. And then he causes the same ashes. He gives you beauty. So he causes all things. What looks like a problem, a challenging moment at the moment, he uses the same thing as raw materials to fashion things. He said all things to work together as a plan. As a plan. As a plan. As a plan, your pain, your worries, your anxiety, your joy, your peace, your contentment. When things are out of course, when things are in court, the things that has brought shame, the things that has brought disappointment, he works everything out as a plan. That's why the Bible will say the stones that the builders have rejected have become the cornerstone. Stand with me this morning. Let's just open our mouth and just appreciate him. I don't know in your own word what you need to thank him for, but maybe it's just of some few seconds. As we approach the communion table, just thank him this morning. Thank him, thank him, thank him. Open your mouth, people, and just thank God. Thank God, thank God. I've given you areas that you can thank him for. Maybe I should remind you, ability to see, ability to think, ability to make a plan, ability to even write the proposal you think that it can work, ability to be able to have meetings with partners that are yet to yield fruit. But hey, just thank him. Thank him, thank him. Thank him for all things are working together. God is concerned about you. Yes, Lord. God is concerned about you. God is concerned about you. God is concerned. He's deeply touched, yes, Lord, by the things that are happening in your world, and is responding to you this morning. But you need to also offer him thanks. It's a sacrifice. You may not feel like it. You may not even think it. Yes, but I'm encouraging you this morning. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him praise. And if you have any pain in your body, I want you to begin to rebuke that pain. It must not stay anymore, because without the pain, you are able to thank him more. As we approach the communion table this morning, I speak and I address the spirit of infirmity. It goes from those bodies right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I declare the healing balm of Jesus is applied, Lord, and then dissolve that pain. It's applied for healing, health, wholeness in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. We bless your name. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,